Weapon three, obsession. Obsession isn't optional, but it has to be operationalized. The essence of obsession. In the past, being obsessed made you stand out. Today, it's the only reason you have a shot. It's the difference between the entrepreneurs who make it and the ones who almost do. It's the fuel when you have no money, no process, no brand, no safety net. It's the glue that holds everything together when logic says you should quit. AI is rewriting entire industries. Millions will lose their jobs in the next decade. Competition is global, instant, and merciless. In this new world, obsession isn't optional, it's the entry fee. The obsessive standard. Obsession isn't about hours, it's about ownership. It's not a burst of motivation, it's the air you breathe when there's no other oxygen. Most people stop when it hurts. The obsessed keep going, not because they love pain, but because they can't accept the alternative. Obsession means the goal owns you. You think about it in the shower, on a run, in your sleep. It shapes every conversation, every dollar, every decision. There's no version of greatness without it. You can learn skills, hire talent, or raise capital. But if you aren't obsessed, it all collapses the first time you get hit. And how do you know when you've crossed from dedication into obsession? In 1964, Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart was asked to define pornography. He said he couldn't, but he knew it when he saw it. Employee, entrepreneur. Jennifer is having surgery today, so she'll be out. Entrepreneur. Is she getting general anesthesia? Do you know what time it will wear off? Employee, entrepreneur. Bob has kidney stones, so he'll be out. Entrepreneur. Do you know what time they expect the stones to pass? Obsession's the same. You can't always describe it, but when you see it, when you feel it, you know. Everyone else calls it crazy. Entrepreneurs call it Tuesday. The truth about obsession. Not knowing how to operationalize obsession can be just as dangerous as not having it. Raw obsession without direction burns bright and burns out. Obsession is the human engine, the thing that drives you to keep building when everything says stop. It turns chaos into purpose and pressure into fuel. Anyone who tells you otherwise has never sat in your shoes. The masters of obsession. Enzo Ferrari obsessed over speed, not the kind in marketing slogans, but in fractions of a second no one else could see. He refused to sell cars to people he thought weren't worthy. To Ferrari, every car wasn't a product. It was perfection. And not everyone deserved it. Estee Lauder obsessed over touch and fragrance. She stood in department stores handing women samples with her own hands, one jar at a time, convinced that if they felt the cream or smelled the scent, they'd never leave without it. That kind of obsession once built empires. Today, it just keeps you in the game. Here's the survival law. In the age of AI, being smart isn't enough. Being funded isn't enough. Being lucky isn't enough. You must be obsessed. The five tactics of obsession. Tactic one, work-life balance is bullshit. Balance is the myth, obsession is the requirement. Tactic two, obsession with messaging, one message, one truth, one voice. Repetition with precision builds belief. Tactic three, obsession with standards. Excellence is non-negotiable. Champions act like champions before they are champions. Tactic four, obsession with customers. Treat their wins as your oxygen or risk suffocating. Tactic five, obsession with costs. Every dollar, every day, control it or it controls you. Tactic one, work-life balance is bullshit. Everywhere you look, people preach work-life balance. Entrepreneurs know that's bullshit. You don't build something great by balancing. You build it by being obsessed. When you don't have the people, the money, the process, or the brand, obsession is the glue that keeps it all together. It's what makes you show up when logic says quit. It's what lets you fight one more round when everything feels lost. Work-life balance sounds nice because it feels safe. But safety doesn't build companies. It doesn't create movements. and it doesn't bring something new into the world. Balance gives you rest. Obsession gives you fire. And fire is what fills the gaps that balance can't. What fills the gaps in time when the clock runs out? Obsession. What fills the gaps in energy when you've already spent it all? Obsession. What fills the gaps in creativity when your brain's empty, but the world still needs more? Obsession. What fills the gaps in strategy when the plan falls apart mid-flight? Obsession. What fills the gaps in resources when the money's gone and the people aren't enough? Obsession. What fills the gaps in belief when even you start to doubt? Obsession. When you're building something from nothing, there will always be gaps, and obsession is the only thing big enough to fill them. During the financial crisis, when Incent One was hanging by a thread, I stopped for gas on the way to a meeting that might keep the lights on. While the tank filled, my mind was 10 miles ahead, running numbers, rehearsing the pitch. I pulled onto the highway and heard the crack. The nozzle was still in the car. That's obsession. Weeks later, I was driving to a meeting with a new sales rep doing a ride-along, and we were late. My rep turned to me and asked me to pull over. I said, "We can't. We are late." She said, "Pull over." I did, and she leaned out the window and threw up from motion sickness. She sat back, pale. You would think I would say to myself, "I hope she's okay," but I didn't. I thought, will she smell like puke in the meeting? That's obsession. It consumes everything but the mission. Balance tells you to slow down, to step back, to shut it off. Obsession never shuts off. It owns you. Most people stop when it hurts. The obsessed keep going, not because they love pain, but because they can't live with the alternative. Obsession shapes every conversation, every dollar, every decision. It's the force that fills every gap until it burns through you. But even fire needs release, because what keeps you moving is obsession. And what keeps you standing is learning to let that fire breathe. Here's the survival law. When you get balance, you fall behind. Tactic 2, obsession with messaging. In today's cluttered AI-driven world, everyone is shouting. The ones who win don't shout louder, they repeat clearer. One message, one truth, one voice. That's how you cut through noise. That's how you build belief. Even when Apple was enormous, Steve Jobs personally approved every word, fonts, phrasing, punctuation, tone, not for control, for precision, because he knew one truth. Clarity is culture. 1,000 songs in your pocket, not portable digital music device. That line wasn't written by an agency. It was carved by obsession. Jobs knew every word carried weight, and every extra one dulled the blade. When you're obsessed with messaging, you understand it's not marketing. It's meaning. It's how you turn fire into language the world can feel. Say less, but sharper. Make every channel sound like one voice. Never outsource clarity. The leader owns the words. Repeat it until the world believes what you already know. You can hire people to write, but not to mean it. Meaning can't be delegated. Your message isn't decoration. It's the drumbeat, the rhythm that drives how your team sees itself and how the world sees you. You can build all the health programs you want, but if you can't get people to use them, it doesn't matter. That line didn't describe a product. It described a truth. It made people stop and nod because they felt it. Why isn't there a one-stop shop for entrepreneurs? Now there is. That's not copy. That's conviction. It's the lonely entrepreneur in a single sentence. Simple, bold, undeniable. A powerful message creates gravity. It doesn't just inform. It transforms how people see their world. A powerful message makes you inevitable. When you're obsessed with messaging, you stop chasing attention and start building belief. Say it. Sharpen it. Repeat it until they can't forget it. Your message is the bridge between your obsession and the world. Without it, your fire never leaves your chest. With it, the world starts to burn with you. Here's the survival law. Clarity is the only frequency that cuts through noise. Tactic 3, obsession with standards. Champions act like champions before they are champions. Bill Walsh. Standards are the backbone of obsession, the invisible rules that make excellence inevitable. You can have all the fire in the world, but without standards, obsession burns out. Standards turn emotion into execution and drive into discipline. Champions don't wait to win before they act like winners. They practice, prepare, and perform like champions long before the scoreboard agrees. That's what standards do. They make greatness the minimum requirement. In early stage organizations, the structures that exist in larger organizations are lacking. And oftentimes, this makes us think that standards are not appropriate. Nothing could be further than the truth. In the same way that obsession is the glue that fills the many holes, standards are what make the bubble gum and duct tape perform. And don't let anyone tell you that standards don't apply to a generation, Gen Z, etc. A type of resource, employee versus independent contractor. A location of a resource, office, at home, overseas. An internal resource versus a vendor. Many will tell you that standards are different for each of these groups. Standards are standards, or they are not standards. Standards also don't bend for generation, geography, or job title. Excellence doesn't have a time zone. If you're part of the mission, you live the standard, period. And if someone won't, it doesn't make them bad. It just means they can't be here. Protecting the mission sometimes means protecting it from good people who don't share the standard. So what are the standards that matter? Ownership. True ownership. What is that? What if they took your child away if you didn't get it done? Would you own it? Ownership means everyone feels the outcome belongs to them. Contractors act like founders. Everyone feels results in their gut. Goals. Goals set the standard of performance. Even if they are hard to set, set them. And not just any goals. Goals that reflect your obsession. Safe goals don't demand obsession, just effort. Obsessed goals scare you. Set a $10,000 goal and people give what's convenient. Set it at $10 million and they call CEOs, host events, tap networks they didn't know they had. The size of the goal determines the size of the fire. Discipline. I've worked out every day for 38 years, never missed once. Not for travel, not exhaustion. Not even on safari in South Africa, where I went for an ill-advised jog and almost became lion lunch. That's discipline. Discipline turns the extraordinary into the everyday. It's showing up with excellence when no one's watching. In an obsessed culture, discipline shows up everywhere. You're on time, you deliver early, you sweat every detail. Obsession is fuel. Ownership is ignition. Goals are a roadmap. Discipline is an engine. That's how champions act like champions before the world calls them one. Here's the survival law. You don't demand standards, you live them. Excellence is non-negotiable. Tactic 4, obsession with customers. It's not enough to serve your customers. You have to obsess over them. Service helps them do their jobs better. Obsession helps them beat their competition. Service says, how can I help you? Obsession says, how can I make you unstoppable? Fred Smith, founder of FedEx, once traveled to the North Pole to deliver a single package for a key client. He didn't have to. The company was already massive. But he understood. Obsession isn't about scale. It's about standard. If it matters to our customer, it matters to us. That's obsession. A health plan client of ours was about to lose one of its largest employer accounts. Their meeting in Dallas with the client wasn't about rewards, our business, but I flew there anyway. Halfway through the meeting, frustration filled the room. I jumped in and said, before you decide, you should know this program ranks in the top 5% for cost savings nationwide when it comes to rewards. The The room shifted from blame to curiosity, from doubt to partnership, bloodbath to love fest. That's customer obsession. Know not only what customers ask for, know how they win and lose, what gets them promoted, what gets them fired, what keeps them up at night, what makes them look brilliant. When you see the world through their scoreboard, not your pipeline, you stop selling and start making them better. Listen harder than anyone else. Anticipate needs before they ask. Care about their success more than they expect. Understand their scoreboard better than they do. Make their competition irrelevant by making them great. When you operate that way, customers stop being transactions and start being teammates. They root for you. They forgive faster. They sell for you. Here's the survival law. Service is what they expect. Obsession is what they remember. Tactic 5, obsession with costs. Cost obsession isn't about frugality, it's about freedom. It gives you options when others are out of breath. You can survive mistakes in marketing or hiring, but if you run out of cash, you die. Obsession with costs isn't about being cheap, it's about staying alive long enough to matter. Cash is the quietest form of power. It's control, it's confidence, it's oxygen. At SpaceX, Elon Musk walked the factory floor with calipers in his hands. Why is this so heavy? If engineers said, that's how rockets are made, he replied, that's how NASA made them. We're not NASA. They redesigned and cut costs by 90%. He didn't want it cheaper. He wanted it smarter, lighter, launchable. Every dollar you waste is a breath you lose. Jeff Bezos did the same. Early Amazon executives worked at desks made from doors. We can't ask customers to pay for our desks. That wasn't about thrift. It was about respect. Obsession with cost doesn't mean cutting. It means caring. Every dollar serves the mission. When I built my first healthcare company, I lived that truth. Salespeople shared hotel rooms. I took overnight trains instead of hotels. Every euro saved was another day alive. Cash wasn't a metric, it was oxygen. Every cost has a story. The office that drains your oxygen, the agency that invoices more than it delivers, the tool that multiplies complexity instead of output. Walk through your business with a scalpel and ask, does this help us win? If not, it goes. Protect cash and you protect choice. And choice is freedom. Here's the survival law. Every dollar is oxygen. Every expense is a choice. Protect both like your next breath depends on it, because it does. The Obsession Manifesto. We are all lonely entrepreneurs, and we all carry the same truth. Obsession is essential. It's the fire that wakes you at 3 a.m., the balloon ready to burst, the baby you refuse to call ugly, the cold shower at 4 a.m., reminding you nothing in business can shock you more. Obsession is messy. It's irrational. It's lonely. But it's the only thing that gives you a chance to win. Because obsession isn't a strategy. It's a survival instinct. It's what holds everything together when there's no plan, no safety net, no second chance. Structured obsession builds empires. Unfocused obsession burns people out. You can't just feel it. You must build for it. Release pressure daily because obsession without release explodes. Set standards that never bend because excellence isn't situational. Own everything you touch because obsession doesn't outsource. Speak with one message, because clarity builds belief. Obsess over customers because their wins are your oxygen. Protect cash because oxygen without discipline still runs out. That's how you operationalize obsession. You don't tame it. You build systems strong enough to contain it. AI is changing everything. How we work, sell, think, and live. The machines will be faster, smarter, tireless, but they'll never care. They'll never feel the anxiety of payroll, the pride of saving a client, or the heartbreak of almost losing everything and rebuilding anyway. That's why obsession is the last competitive advantage that can't be automated. If you don't live it, breathe it, and build around it, you won't just fall behind, you'll disappear. The future belongs to those who can hold both, the fire and the framework, the ones who can turn obsession into execution. In the age of AI, being smart isn't enough. Being funded isn't enough. Being lucky isn't enough. Obsession isn't a choice. It's the cost of greatness.